This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Officials at the International AIDS Conference said the ambitious campaign to end AIDS by 2030 is badly off track. Funding has not materialized, and many countries won't or can't mount aggressive campaigns. U.S. Supreme Court decision in 2017 left standing a lower court ruling endorsing priority groundwater rights for Native American peoples by denying an appeal in Agua Caliente Band versus Coachella Valley Water District. This sets a new standard throughout the nine western states within the court's jurisdiction. March of Dimes, the 80-year-old nonprofit, has a funding crisis and has notified 37 of its 43 research grantees that it will not fulfill earlier grant commitments because its signature walks are now widely duplicated and do not raise the money that they did once for birth defects. The Rasmussen poll of 1,000 indicates most voters, 60%, think there will be a noticeable change in the lives of most Americans if Democrats win control of Congress in the upcoming midterm elections. But 23% disagree. Another 18% are not sure. Only 46% of voters felt the same if the GOP won the midterms 8 years ago. Facebook is by far the most popular platform in Syria. Armed groups use Facebook to find opponents and critics, some of whom have later been detained, killed, or forced into exile, according to human rights groups and Libyan activists. Swaggering commanders boast of their battlefield exploits and fancy vacations, or rally supporters by sowing division and ethnic hatred. Forged documents circulate widely, often with the goal of undermining Libya's few surviving national institutions, notably its central bank. A recent Reuters investigation found that since 1983, 1,005 people had died in the U.S. in incidents that involved tasers as part of a larger mosaic of force. Baltimore Sun reported that 60% of people tased in Maryland by police between 2012 and 2014 lived in primarily black and low-income neighborhoods but were non-compliant and non-threatening. In the weeks after Facebook and YouTube were banned by Alex Jones in his InfoWars conspiracy broadcast, his audience fell in half from almost 1.4 million to 715,000 per day. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.